Chapter 35. A brilliant flash of light accompanied the detonation, momentarily blinding me. When it receded, my eyes focused back on the castle. The shield was down. Now, nothing separated the mighty Sixer and Gunter armies but open ground and empty space. For about 5 seconds, nothing happened. Time seemed to stop, and everything was silent and still. Then, all hell broke loose. Sitting alone in the cockpit of my mech, I let out a silent cheer. Incredibly, my plan had worked. But I had no time to celebrate, because I was now standing smack dab in the middle of the largest battle in the history of the Oasis. I don't know what I expected to happen next. I'd hoped maybe a tenth of the Gunters present would join our assault on the Sixers. But in seconds, it was clear that every single one of them intended to join the fight. A fierce battle cry rose from the sea of Avatars around us, and they all surged forward, converging on the Sixer army from every direction. Their total lack of hesitation astounded me, because it was obvious many of them were rushing towards certain death. I watched in amazement as the two mighty forces clashed all around me, on the ground and in the sky. It was a chaotic, breathtaking scene, like several beehives and wasp nests had been smashed together and then dropped onto a giant anthill. Artemis, H, Shoto, and I stood at the center of it all. At first, I didn't even move for fear of crushing the wave of Gunters swarming around and over my robot's feet. Sorrento, however, didn't wait for anyone to get out of his way. He crushed several dozen Avatars, including a few of his own troops, under his mech's titanic feet as he lumbered toward us, each of his footfalls creating a small crater in the rocky surface. "Uh-oh," I heard Shoto mutter as his mech assumed a defensive posture. "Here he comes." The Sixer mechs were already taking an immense amount of fire from all directions. Sorrento was getting hit more than anyone because his mech was the biggest target on the battlefield, and no Gunter with a ranged weapon could seem to resist taking a shot at him. The intense barrage of projectiles, fireballs, magic missiles, and laser bolts quickly destroyed or disabled the other Sixer mechs, who never even got a chance to form Voltron. But Sorrento's robot somehow remained undamaged. Every projectile that hit him seemed to ricochet harmlessly off his mech's armored body. Dozens of spacecraft swooped and buzzed around him, peppering his mech with rocket fire, but their attacks also seemed to have little effect. "It is on!" H shouted into his comlink. "It is on like red dawn!" And with that, he unleashed all of his Gundam's considerable firepower at Sorrento. At the same moment, Shoto began firing Radine's bow, while Artemis's mech fired some sort of red energy beam that appeared to originate from Minerva X's giant metal breasts. Not wanting to be left out, I fired Leopardon's arc-turn weapon, a gold boomerang that launched from the mech's forehead. All of our attacks were direct hits, but Artemis's beam weapon was the only one that seemed to do any real damage to Sorrento. She blasted a chunk out of the metal lizard's right shoulder blade and disabled the cannon mounted there. But Sorrento didn't pause in his approach. As he continued to close in on us, the Mechagodzilla's eyes began to glow a bright blue. Then Sorrento opened its mouth, and a cascading bolt of blue lightning shot outward from the mech's open maw. The beam struck the ground directly in front of us, then cut a deep, smoking furrow in the earth as it continued to sweep forward, vaporizing every Avatar and ship in its path. All four of us managed to leap out of the way by launching our robot skyward, though I nearly took a direct hit. The lightning weapon shut down a second later, but Sorrento continued to trudge forward. I noticed that his mech's eyes were no longer glowing blue. Apparently, his lightning weapon had to recharge.